I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, May 11. Coming up, drivers urged to observe slowdown days. National Land Agency introduces new online forms and CDA launches volunteer program. The news in detail after the break.
Mommy, I can go to Ananda Alert National Missing Children's Forum on May 25th. That day is International Missing Children's Day.
What's that about, Johnny? Me not have no holy pa money, you know.
Mommy, it's free. The top 5 schools in the Ananda Alert school competition will be presenting. Plus, they're going to have local and foreign speakers.
That sound really good. Who do I call to register you?
Call the OCR at 908-1690 or email them, mommy, at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is encouraging members of the public to help Jamaica achieve the goal of reducing motor vehicle fatalities by 50% by the year 2020. Mr. Holness says despite reductions in road fatalities since the start of 2017 when compared with last year, the overall goal is to put Jamaica on a sustained downward trajectory where road fatalities are concerned. The Prime Minister adds that he has instructed the Ministries of Transport and Mining and Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade to ensure Jamaica becomes signatory to several international conventions focusing on road safety.
We have the resources to put in place the technology to ensure that our roads are built with safety up front and that we empower the police with new legislation and with the various tools to ensure that enforcement is done.
The Prime Minister was speaking at an event at Jamaica House to mark the fourth observance of the United Nations Global Road Safety Week. In the meantime, drivers are being asked to observe the 2 slowdown days as part of activities to mark Global Road Safety Week. Throughout the 2-day period, May 11 to 12, drivers are encouraged to cut their speed to 30 kilometers per hour in a bid to create awareness and encourage safety on Jamaican roads.
There is a benefit in slowing down. Let us see if we slow down what could happen. So we're opening the minds of road users to the possibilities of the threat that speeding causes and the fact that taking personal action could really make a difference.
Executive Director of the National Road Safety Council, Paula Fletcher. United Nations Global Road Safety Week runs from May 8 to 14 under the theme, Slowing Down Saves Lives. The National Land Agency, NLA, has introduced new online forms as part of its continued bid to improve service delivery and satisfy customer demand. Available on the NLA's website at nla.gov.jm, the new forms will guide customers in properly completing an application, thus reducing the rejection rate of documents submitted to the Land Titles Division. Manager Marketing and Public Relations at the NLA, Nicole Hales, says the objective is to reduce errors and save clients time and money.
What we've noticed is that when persons submit their applications, we go through a vetting process. And sometimes on those applications, we pick up errors. And so we'll have to return those forms to the applicant. And that results in time being lost as well as money they have spent.
Ms. Hales was speaking in an interview with the JIS News following a visioning workshop at the Jamaica Conference Center downtown Kingston recently. The visioning workshop was one of a series of consultations organized by the Office of the Cabinet to improve customer service delivery in the public sector. And the Child Development Agency CDA has officially launched its CDA Cares volunteer program. This initiative will cater to business organizations, groups, individuals, as well as staff and former wards of the state who want to give back to the homes. State Minister for Youth Floyd Green is urging other citizens to use this avenue to lend their skills and resources to the nation's most vulnerable.
It's about formalizing a way in which people who truly want to work with our children and our residential care facilities can do so in an organized fashion. So I want to use this opportunity to say to the people who've been working with our homes, thank you, continue to work with our children, and say to Jamaicans in general, we do have much more space.
A volunteer screening protocol has been developed as well as a profile of all facilities outlining the specific needs of each home. To become a CDA volunteer, call the agency at 948-6678. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.